This is Alfred Korn reading my own poem, Naskag. Once a day the rocks, with little warning, not much looked for even by the spruce and fir, ever at attention above, fetch up on these tidal flats and bars. Large crate-like rocks, wrapped in kelp, layer on imprinted layer, umber to claret to olive green, of scalloped marbling. Not far along the path of obstacles and stepping stones considered, fluid skeins of bladder wrack lie tufted over the mussel shoals, the seabed black as a shag's neck, a half-acre coal field, but alive. Recklessly multiple, myriads compact, the small airtight coffers in chipped enamel are starred over with bone-like barnacles that crackle and simmer throughout the trek, gravel crepitant underfoot. Evening comes now not with the evening star, but with a breathing fog. And fog is the element here, a new term, vast by indefinition, a vagrant damping of the deep tones of skies and bars and sea. Sand, mud, sand, rock, one jagged pool basining a water invisible except as quick trembles over algal weed, itself half absent, a virid gel. Walking means to lose the way in fog, the eye drawn out to a farther point, a dark graph on the faint blue inlet watershine. Out to where a heron stands, stationing its sharp silhouette against the fog-bright dusk. Then, not to be approached, lifts off and rows upward, up, up, a flexible embracing forward on the air, rising out of view behind an opaque expanse of calcium flame. The great kelp-dripping rocks, at random positions, lost in thought and dematerializing with the gray hour, release, indelibly, their pent-up contents. Even the scattered feathers here are petrified, lime-white blades and stony down. The sky from eastward deepens with the dawning insight. As the seas begin to rise, the flats slide away, the hulls bear off the ground, and the eye, alien to so self-sufficing a tidal system, turns and takes up how to retrace the steps that brought it there.